The chickens are going to come home to roost. Their sin shall find them out. The chickens will come home to roost and their sins shall find them out. The murderers. The consequences of rude and wicked behavior. Jerusalem. Jerusalem, hey, apokatenousen. Tous prophetes kai litho belusa. Tous apostal lemonos. Pros altain. Pasakis hethelesa. Episina rogain, ta techna zu, hon, tropon, ornis, epasuge, ta, nusia, altes, hippotas, ter, rigas, kai, uk, ethelesate. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the one killing the prophets. And the one stoning the ones having been sent to her. How often I wished and I wished and I wished. Now this one here, how often? Posikos and Athelisa. How often I wished. Now this is first aorist, indicative, active. First aorist is punctiliar action. How many times did God wish that Jerusalem would repent? How many times did he wish that she would repent? How many times I wished to gather together the children of you, just like a bird. The ornis, ornithology, the study of birds. The ornis, the birds, she gathers together the young of her. And under the wings, and not you wish to come. Each time, every time I wished and I tried to call you. Now we have here a very beautiful metaphor or simile or parable. When I lived here in Fish Lake Valley in the 70s and 80s and early 90s to the mid 90s, I had a lot of chickens. I had a lot of chickens. I would breed these chickens, and they would be grays and reds and brown reds and all this stuff. And they were all beautiful, and I would sell the eggs to the hatcheries. And I let my chickens run out. Nighttime, I would open up a cage of chickens and let them out. The next day, it would be another cage of chickens. And all of them would go out into the yard. And they would hunt. I had so many scorpions down there and so many bugs of all sorts and snakes, rattlesnakes and things. And I turned my chickens out, and the mother hens with her babies, and I've got pictures of these still, they would go out and they'd find some scorpion. And they would grab it and shake it and break that tail off and they'd eat it. And the mother hen would go... And all the chickens would come running. They'd come running, and they'd get little pieces of the scorpion or bug or snake or whatever it was. They'd come running. Now, we have hawks and eagles up here. And when a bird of prey would be floating over, a wombly would be floating over the chicken yard, the hens would let out a squall. They'd go, "Ree!" And then they go, and all the baby chickens would come running for safety under her wings. They come running for food, and they come running for safety, for nourishment and for safety. Nourishment and safety. Both of these things. And Jesus said, "I was like that mother hen. Just like she gathers her children together, her chicks together for safety. But you would not come each time. You would not come. How many times I wished that you would come when I call you like a mother hen would a baby chicken, but you didn't have the sense of a chicken. Not the sense of a chicken. Not a bird. Not the sense of a little chicken in the yard." He said, "Not you wish to come. Not you wish to come." One time, a long time ago, I had a hen, and she was out in the yard with her baby chickens. And a hawk came down and grabbed one of the baby chickens. And the baby chickens was hollering, and that mother hen went up in the air right after that hawk. And she began to flog that hawk, and feathers were falling out of that hawk, and pretty soon the baby chicken fell out. And she chased that hawk on up. As that baby fell, flapping his little wings coming down, and I called him Naked Neck because he was hurt. And I sewed him up, and that mother hen raised him. But she ran that hawk off. Down there in the middle of Fish Lake Valley, I used to have a lot of tall trees. You saw those tall trees. I had 350 poplar trees. And I had elm trees. I had mulberry trees. And I had oak trees. I had every kind of tree. You can think of pine trees, all this, and then 50 fruit trees in between. And the chickens would roost up high in the trees. And the owls would come. And at nighttime, I'd hear these chickens a-hollering and going on. And out there, they would be after these owls, and owl feathers would be falling out of them. Mm-hmm. The mother hens would be protecting their babies, mm-hmm. roosting. Israel didn't have the sense of a chicken. Not the sense of a chicken. Not the knowledge, not the sense. The baby chickens, God gives them the sense when they hear their mother going, "Come." When they hear her squall and scream, it means there's danger, and she'll run to her, and she'll try to get in the safe spot and hold all those chickens under her wings. Israel didn't have that sense. Mm-hmm. Didn't have that sense. Verse number 38. Ude afiete himen ho oikos himen eremos. Behold to you, it is left to you, your house desolate. Your house is going to be left to you desolate. Your family is going to be desolate. Your children are going to be desolate. When Pontius Pilate was trying to release Jesus from the crimes that they said he committed, which he didn't, he said, 5 times he's innocent. And they say, crucify him, crucify him, crucify him. He questioned them again. He said again, he's innocent. He's innocent. He's innocent. He's innocent. And then finally, he took a basin of water and washed his hands before them in a basin of water and dried his hands. He said, I am innocent of this righteous man's, innocent man's blood. And they said, what? Let his blood be upon us and our children. Mm-hmm. Pontius Pilate had arrested at least 3 men, maybe up to 5 men, that were what we call insurrectionists. They were Sicarii. A Sicarii, the word Sicarii means a sharp dagger about that long, about 12, 14 inches long, and it's sharp on both sides. The Sicarii were assassins. The Sicarii would go into a crowd of people, and they wore long robes, and under the long robes they'd have these daggers. And they'd slip up to a Roman soldier, and they would stick that dagger up in his stomach, up into his heart, and twist it, and pull it out, and walk off, and hide that dagger underneath the cloak. Mm. These were called Sicarii. Jesus had at least 2 Sicarii, or 3, in his early church. One of them was Judas Iscariot. The other one was Simon the Zealot. And the other one was the one that carried the cross of Jesus. These were Sicarii. They were at least 3 men arrested for murder and insurrection. They were rebels. They were the Sicarii. The holdout of the Sicarii was in Masada. And Masada was a fortress, Herod's fortress, palace up there. They had plenty of water up there. They had plenty of food up there. They'd go out and they would attack village, Jewish villages. They'd go into a Jewish village and take people hostage until they paid money. They would kidnap them, take them hostage, and ask for money. And they did this all in the name of Israel, because we're going to take our nation back from these Romans. Well, when Jesus is being tried, they had at least three sicarii ready to be sentenced to death of crucifixion. One of them, name was Barabbas, son of the father. We hear the story of Masada and how wonderful the Jews kill themselves rather than be surrendered into the hands of the wicked 10th Roman legion. The rest of the story is, some of those that did escape of the Sicarii went to the island of Sicily, the island of Sicarii. That's where the Jewish mafia came from later. Mm-hmm. These are the sons, the Sicarii, the Jewish mafia, are the descendants of those Sicarii. The ones that called for the murder of Jesus. And the Jews, even though they didn't like the Sicarii, you know, there was a Sicarii, there were the Herodians, there were the Pharisees and the Sadducees, the scribes, all these different political factions, but they had one common enemy. Enemies make strange bedfellows. And Pontius Pilate said, you know, this guy that went in your villages and kidnapped your people, raped your wives, took your money, shall I turn Barabbas loose, or shall I give you Jesus? And they said, Barabbas, Barabbas, Barabbas. Give us Barabbas. Barabbas would cause, with the rest of his cohorts, would cause Masada, and that would cause the fall of the whole Jewish nation and the deportation of them once again. And the city would be ravaged, and not one stone would be left upon another because of the decisions. Pontius Pilate, I am innocent of this man's blood. They said, let his blood be upon us and our children, our descendants. And it has been for 2,000 years. The Sicarii stronghold was Herod's fortress, Masada. They caused so much trouble and insurrection throughout the land of Israel. The 10th Roman Legion was finally called in for once and for all to do away with this Jewish problem. And they set and they completely destroyed the city of Jerusalem. Jerusalem was not as easy to defend as Masada. Masada is way up there over 1,000 feet elevation with sharp sides, standing up like a plateau with a palace with lots of large cisterns of water. They went up there. The 10th Roman Legion was called in. They couldn't climb those walls, but they began to build a ramp up to it where they could, the war machines right up there. And they were carrying all this, and the Jews were shooting down arrows and throwing stones at them from Masada, and every time they do that, they would using Jewish prisoners to build it. They would kill one Roman soldier, three or four Jewish men, or 10 maybe would die and be their bones put in that ramp. Till they got up there and they were going to attack the next morning, and the Jews made a compact, the Sicarii made a pact to kill each other. And all the children, there were only a few women and children left alive that did not succumb to the daggers of the Sicarii. Never another Masada. Oh yes, there will be another Masada. There have been many Masadas, and there will be more. Yes, there will be. Bold is left to you, the house of you, desolate. Verse number 39, Lego gar himena u me, me idete af, arti heos on epete, eulogisimonos. Ho ergomenos en onomate kurio. For I say to you, know not, you shall see me from now on, until you may say, eulogamenos, blessed and worthy of praise, the one coming in the name of the Lord. Some of the synagogues, some of the Jewish people are converted today. They call them Messianic Jews. And they entitled their synagogue Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. In the Old Testament, after the law of Moses, it said, "Thou shalt not use the Lord thy God's name in vain, because he shall require it of you." They would never speak the name Jehovah again. They referred to him as the Hadavar, the word. Later on, it became Hashem, the name. And now, these Jewish Masadas, or the Jewish synagogues, the Messianic synagogues, they call them Baruch Hashem, blessed is the name. That word is Jehovah, blessed is Jehovah. And Jehovah did come in the name of the Lord. And he said, "You won't see me again until you say Baruch Hashem," or blessed is the name of the one coming in the name of the Lord. It's talking about a bad time, a tribulation period. This is what we're talking about. We're going to begin this in the 24th chapter, and we're going to go to the first two verses of that. The church age is here. We live in the church age. How far in the church age are we? We're at the end of it somewhere. I don't know if the Lord's coming back today. He may. It's imminent. It's what we call imminent. Threatening to happen at any time. The return of the Lord. Israel, the reason for the tribulation period is the nation of Israel. To get their attention. The dispersion of Israel in Ezekiel 36, 16 through 19. They would crucify the Messiah. They would be dispersed to the world. And God would use different rulers to punish them for what they had done. He used Stalin, Lenin. He used Hitler. He used the Caesars. He used all of Europe to punish them for what they had done. And in the end times, they think they're going to have it made again. They're going to build a temple in Jerusalem. They'll have a temple in Jerusalem. They'll have sacrifices again in Jerusalem. And they think everything's going to be all right. But in the middle of that tribulation period, something's going to happen real bad. And the Word of God, and I'm teaching the book of Revelation also right now, something bad's going to happen. The Antichrist is going to rise. The Antichrist is going to stand up in the middle of the city of Jerusalem and after that 3.5 year period of time, and he's going to say, "Worship me or die." And in Matthew, the 24th chapter, we're going to go into it, he's going to tell them, "Flee when you see this happen. Flee to the rocks, to the mountains." In that middle of that week, and that's 3.5 years into that period of time when the Antichrist stands up, the Mahdi or whoever he is, they're going to flee. And there's going to be a flood of army come after them to kill every one of them. 2 out of 3 Jews in this world are going to die. And they will not see him again until they say, "Blessed and holy is he that came in the name of the Lord." That's what shall save them. And finally, after all, he shall save them at the end of this tribulation period. And they will muster in, he will muster in, the millennial reign for 1,000 years. The Israelites will, the Jews will be his administrators in his kingdom in Jerusalem, representing the whole earth, the righteousness of God. But his church will be with him in heaven, in New Jerusalem, all that period of time. Israel will never be the bride. They lost that chance. But they will glorify God for 1,000 years. Let's get into 24th chapter now, verse number 1. Chi XL Thon Ho Asus Apo Tu Ere Epo Reis To Chi Prosel Thon Hoe Mathete Auto Epi Dexia Auto Tas Oika Domos Tu Eron. Now, and having gone out the Jesus from the temple, he kept on going. And having approached the disciples of him to point out to them the building, the temple. Point out the temple. Hode apokrithes epen autors ou blepete. Tauta panta amen legohimen. Ume afite. Hode lithos epi lithos hos. Ou katalithesite. And having gone out, Jesus, from the temple, going up, having approached the disciples them to point out to them the buildings of the temple. And the one, having answered, he said to them, not you see the things, all these things? Truly I say to you, no not shall be left here, stone upon stone, which not it shall be overturned and thrown down. This was fulfilled 40 years later. 40 years later. This would happen in AD 70. The one that they asked to be turned loose with all his cohorts would cause the destruction of Jerusalem. They made the wrong choices. What choices are you making today? Are you making the right choices or the wrong choices? How are you living your life? Are you living your life for God? Are you living your life for yourself? What is your appetite today? God's word, God's things, or the world. We all make choices. We all make choices. 23. Truly I declare you, all these evil calamity times will come upon this generation. O Jerusalem, murdering the prophets and stoning those who are sent to you, how often I would have gathered you as your children together, as a mother fowl gathers her brood under her wings, and you would refuse to come. Behold, your house is forsaken and desolate and abandoned and left destitute of God's help. For I declare to you, you will not see me again until you say, blessed and magnified and worshiped and adored and exalted be he who comes in the name of the Lord. Psalm 118, verse 26. 24 and verse 1. Jesus departed from the temple area and was going on his way, and when his disciples came up to him to call his attention to the buildings of the temple and point them out to him, oh, look how pretty that is. He answered them, do you see all these things? Truly I tell you, there will not be left one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. What a story. What a story. What a story of rebellion and bad choices. What a story of a rebellious people and a hard-hearted, stiff-necked people that are still that way all over the world. There's only a few that believe in Jesus Christ as Savior. Only a few. Have you believed? Are you part of God's family? Have you surrendered your life to Him? Have you asked Him to save your soul and forgive you your sins? Have you? The Old Testament was given to us for parables and for examples. Are we going to be like Israel, or are we going to believe? There is a way that leads unto eternal life. There's a way that leads unto death. Which way have you chosen? Which path are you on? Our Heavenly Father, we send this message out. And I pray for all my students out there that you touch their lives with it. And Father, forgive me where I failed. If there's one out there to hear these words, Father, don't let them be stiff-necked and rebellious. Convict them of sin, righteousness, and judgment to come. Father, I know without you, without, no matter how much I preach, without the conviction of your Holy Spirit, nothing is ever done. Father, you do your word as I send your word out. Forgive me where I fail you, please. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.